The Brewers took two from the Cardinals in St. Louis yesterday, winning the opener 4-3 and pulling out the win in the nightcap 10-2. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jacob Mizorowski struck out 11 in the opener to earn his 10th win of the season, while Robert Gosser went 7 2/3 innings in game two for his second win of the season.
He's getting more confidence every time he pitches. He's now walking people and, you know, just really proud of him. He gave us a huge lift today, 7 2/3. You know, we could have left him in for sure, but it's about his health, and the right side of his body, his glute kind of tightened up, or maybe it's the left side. That kind of tightened up, so we don't want to take any chances.
Manager Pat Murphy got 3 hits and 2 RBIs from Christian Yelich in the opener. Joey Ortiz homered in game two. Brewers called up outfielder Luis Lara from AAA Nashville, sending Blake Perkins down. Lara picked up his first major league hit, a 2-run single in the game two victory. In the National League Central, Cubs beat the Orioles 5-2, Pirates 12, Braves 4, Phillies over the Reds 4-1. University of Wisconsin held an introductory press conference for new AD Sean Eichhorst in Madison yesterday. Eichhorst addressing head football coach Luke Fickell.
Obviously, he's won every place he's been. And so my expectation is more of me than him, meaning I need to pour into him, learn more about his program, how he has things set up, how his athletes are taken care of, how we're supporting that endeavor. And then we can figure out as we move along what that might look like. But I'm impressed in my early conversations.
Bucks and Pistons agree to a deal on Tuesday. ESPN reporting Detroit sending Caris LeVert and 2 second-round draft picks to Milwaukee for Torian Prince and Gary Harris. All 3 players are on expiring deals. In the Midwest League last night, Beloit beat Wisconsin 7-2. 2 teams will play an afternoon game at Fox City Stadium today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.